Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To kick off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we're going to head east to Newfoundland as you take a listen to the Irish Descendants, a band that's been around since 1990, when members of two local Newfoundland bands, the Descendants and Irish Coffee, decided to merge. The Irish Descendants with Gypsy Maiden, here on 101.5.
She was young, she was fair, and her long flowing hair with the wild tints of autumn was laden. And the joy of her tribe is how I would describe this beautiful gypsy maiden. Now the fine country squire found his heart all afire on the day that he met her in the boring. I will give you command of my riches and my land, if you wed me, my pretty story. Oh, I don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, or your mansion with gold truly laden. Oh, I don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, said the beautiful gypsy maiden. Still he showed his lands, and the wedding was planned, and he showed her his mansion all over. But this young gypsy maid was nervous and dismayed, for at heart she was still a gypsy rover. Oh, I don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, are your mansion with gold truly laden? Oh, I don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, but to wed, said the gypsy maiden. This wonderful day, she was lovely and gay. To the church came the tribes all parading. Our fair prize you can't win, for she's not your kit or kin. Stay away from the gypsy maiden. Oh, we don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, or your mansion with gold truly laden. Oh, we don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, and you'll ne'er wed the gypsy maiden. Oh, we don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, or your mansion with gold truly laden. Oh, we don't care a straw for your lands, my good sir, and you'll ne'er wed the gypsy maiden.
love will come and love will go as the seas roll on forever. And lost love has the everlasting flow of a never-ending river. And it's not an easy reckoning, but sometimes I have the notion that womankind in a heart and mind sails on a restless ocean. For a tall ship came to windward away on a gray Atlantic morning. She showed no lights or colors in the hour before the dawning. On a full-rigged run to the rising sun, she reached our starboard quarter, and I'll ne'er forget the name she bore. She was called sails were white as ivory, and her rigging sang like harp strings. Her spars were black as ebony, and her wheels spun free of lashings. Her cloak of gray was the spindrift spray as she split the waves asunder. I can see her now as she crossed our bow, while we gazed in sight. Destiny, and no helmsman's hand could change her. We hailed her and we signaled, "You are standing into danger." But she left us free on the westerly, and I watched her pale sail sinking. And if only I was upon her deck, was all the time. As the years roll on forever, and lost love has the everlasting flow of a never-ending river. And it's not an easy reckoning, but sometimes I have the notion that womankind in her heart and mind is a tall ship.
Canterbury, and all the bells in London shall ring to make us merry. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir, I won't accept from you the keys of Canterbury. No bells in London shall ring to make us merry. I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear, nor walk along with you anywhere.
Then, madam, I will give you this fine silken gown with 9 yards trailing, drooping on the ground. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me.
Except from you, your fine silken gown, 9 yards of trailing, drooping on the ground. I will not be your joy, your sweet and only day. I'll walk along with you anywhere.
serve us well, if you will be my joy, sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir, I won't accept from you your small golden bell, but you may ring our servants, and they may serve us well.
I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear. Oh, walk along with you anywhere.
Madam, I will give you the key to my heart, that we may be together and nevermore shall part. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir, I will accept from you the key to your heart, that we may be together and nevermore apart. I will be your joy, your sweet and only dear, and walk along with you. I will be your joy, your sweet and only dear.
That was the award-winning English acoustic roots and folk duo Show of Hands. That comes from the County Devon in southwest England. And Show of Hands is made up of singer-songwriter Steve Knightley and multi-instrumentalist Phil Beer. We heard a song called The Keys of Canterbury, a track that comes from Show of Hands' 14th studio album that was released back in 2009. The album is called Arrogance, Ignorance, and Greed. And on this track, Steve is joined in by English folk singer and fiddle player Jackie Oates on harmony vocals. Before Show of Hands, Archie Fisher, who was born in Glasgow on the 23rd of October 1939 into a large singing family. And Archie is a household name in Scotland and is recognized as one of the finest traditional folk singers of all time. His career has spanned over four decades, and we heard the title track to an album he released back in 2008 called Windward Away. Starting off today's show was Newfoundland's The Irish Descendants with Gypsy Maiden, a song written by Ireland's Dick Farrelly. This track comes on an album called Living on the Edge that The Irish Descendants released back in 1996. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxies Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, we have a song by Evans McRae, a new collaboration of two seasoned singer-songwriters, Laurie Evans and Tom McRae. Laurie is based in Pembrokeshire, Wales, and Tom originally comes from Essex, and is now makes his home in England's West Country. Earlier this year, Evans McRae released their debut album, Only Skin, and from that album, we're going to hear a song called Hold On. Evans McRae here on 101.5.
The sun is high and low. Just the reflection of you.
That was a Juno Award-winning Cape Breton fiddler, Ashley McIsaac. who was born on February 24th, 1975, and he's a cousin of Wendy McIsaac and Natty McMaster. We heard a piece of music called Fairy Dance, a track that comes from a Best Of album released back in 2008. In front of Ashley McIsaac, we heard Coig, which is the Scottish Gaelic word for five, and Coig is another of Cape Breton's fine traditional Celtic bands. They are a musical group that includes Chrissy Crowley, Jason Roach, Dare McMullen, and Rachel Davis, who was the vocalist we heard on a song called Deep Down in the River, a song that was written by Ashley Condon and David Francy. And Rachel was a recent winner of the Traditional Singer of the Year Award at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And at the top of that set was Evans McRae with Hold On, a track from their debut recording, Only Skin. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Queued up next, a classic track by the Godfathers of British Folk Rock, Oyster Band, a group that's been entertaining us now for over 40 years. We're going to hear Oyster Band's arrangement of a traditional song first released on their 1986 Step Outside album. It's called Bold Riley, Oyster Band, here on 101.5.
Oh, the rain, it rains all day long. Bold Riley, who? Oh, Bold Riley. I'm the northern wind that blows so strong. Bold Riley, who's gone away? Goodbye. Sweetheart, goodbye, my dear.
sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old Riley, oh, old Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear old Riley, oh, gone
away. Young Roger the miller came courting of late to a farmer's fine daughter called beautiful Kate. She had for her fortune oh many fine things, beautiful silks and gold, diamonds and rings. Her father he gave her a neat plot of ground. She had also a fortune, she had also a fortune of 500 pounds. And the money and supper they both were laid down. Well, it was a great sight to see 500 pound. The sight of that money and beauty likewise made Roger's heart greedy and dazzled his eyes. Now that your daughter and money is here, 'tis I will not have her, 'tis I will not have her without that grey mare. Supper were taken from sight, and likewise young Cathy, his own heart's delight. Roger was taken and shown out the door, and ordered not for to come there anymore. 'Twas then he did tear at his long yellow hair, saying, I wish I had never, I wish I had never spoke of that grey mare. Was from 6 months they were over and past, and Roger the miller he met with this lass. I think I do know you then, madam, said he. I am the same way with you, sir, said she. A man of your features with fine yellow hair, oh, he once came a courting, he once came a courting my father's grey mare. Courting the grey mare I came, but you, my own jewel, my Cathy by name. I thought that your father would never dispute to give me the grey mare with you to boot, and not to risk a lose such a dutiful son. Oh, it's now I am sorry, it's now I am sorry for what I have done. Roger, I have little regard, for there's plenty of men in this town to be had. If you forgot the grey mare, you'd be married, you see. But now you have neither the grey mare nor me. The price of that mare, it was never so great. Oh, fare you well, Roger. Oh, fare you well, Roger. You're a sorrowful state. All alone. Cathy, she sings, she is happy and gay.
sea. The current flows so fast that it will carry me.
From Yorkshire, a relatively new four-piece band called The Magpies, a group made up of singer-songwriter Bella Gaffney, mandolin player Paulie Bolton, and cellist Sarah Schmout, along with fiddle player Holly Brandon. We heard a song called Run River Run, a track from The Magpies' debut album, The Tidings, that they released late last year. And as a piece of trivia, a group of magpies is called a tiding. Before the Magpies, Karen Casey, who originally comes from Ireland's the County Waterford. Her music career has spanned some 30 years, from her early days as a singer in George's Bistro in Dublin to her 4.5 years in New York City as the lead singer for the Irish-American supergroup Solace, and then on to her established solo career. We heard a track from Karen's debut solo album, Songlines, from 1997, and we heard her arrangement of a traditional song all about Roger the Miller. Started off that set with England's Oyster Band and their arrangement of a song about Bold Riley, a track that can be found on a fine 2-CD compilation package called Pearls from the Oysters. Queued up next, a song by Blackmore's Night, a British-American traditional folk rock duo first formed back in 1997, made up of Richie Blackmore of Deep Purple fame on acoustic and electric guitars, joined in by multi-instrumentalist Candace Knight on lead vocals. We're going to hear Blackmore Knight's Celtified arrangement of a song written by Joan Baez called Diamonds and Rust here on 101.5.
Your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, my hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I know a couple of light years ago. Heading straight for the fall. As I remember, your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs, and the poetry was lousy, said. Where are you calling from? Ago, I bought you some cufflinks when you brought me something we both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rocks. On the scene, already a legend, the unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond, straight into my arms. And there you stayed, temporarily lost at sea. The Madonna was yours for free. It's the girl on the half shell. Everyone high. Now I see you standing with leaves falling around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that hotel over Washington Square. Your breath comes out white clouds and mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, both could have died then and there. Now you're telling me you're not nostalgic. Well, then give me another word for it. You were always so good with words, and it keeping things vague. Cause I some of that vagueness, now it's all coming back too clearly. Oh, I loved you dearly. If you're offering me diamonds and dust, I've already paid.
Mike Murphy and some more. I'll tell you, boys, they suffered like hell on the way to Baltimore. They pawned a gear in Liverpool and sealed its late stands, and it rose to death up there aloft on the banks of Newfoundland.
We rubber round and scrubber with holy stone and sand, and we'll say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland.
The mate, he stood on the quarter deck, and loudly he did roar, saying, "Rattle her and me lucky lads, we're bound for America's shore. I and white the blood of the dead man's face, and he for to beat the band. For there blows pound nor'westerners on the banks of Newfoundland.
We'll rubber run and scrubber run with holy stone and sand, and we'll say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland.
And now we're off the hook, me boy, the land's all white with snow. Soon we'll see the pay table and spend all night below. And to the docks they come in flocks, them pretty girls will stand, saying it's snugger with me than it is at sea on the banks of Newfoundland.
We'll rubber round and scrubber round with holy stone and sand, and we'll say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland.
The Irish Rovers, who after some 55 years now are still continuing to tour and record, and the Rovers can trace their beginnings back to 1963 when George Miller and Jimmy Ferguson, former residents of Northern Ireland and then living in Toronto, started performing together. Going back to 1969, we heard the Irish Rovers with their arrangement of Banks of Newfoundland. The album is titled The Life of a Rover. Before the Irish Rovers, Blackmore's Night with Diamonds and Rust, a track from an album called Beyond the Sunset, the Romantic Collection. And this album features material from Blackmore Night's first four recordings. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show. And you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Tom Landa and the Paperboys, the Juno Award-winning band from Vancouver that's been entertaining us now for 30 years. We're going to hear the Monarch set, a track that comes from the band's ninth studio recording, At Peace with One's Ghosts. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's the Paper Boys. Bye for now.